The problem with the herpes virus is that they're not living. I mentioned that. But what this means is because they're not really a living organism such as what we think of as bacteria, then the traditional approach that conventional medicine takes with any form of infection, and especially any infection that creates an obvious visible or physical eruption of the skin, there the natural tendency is to throw antibiotics at it. However, while the antibiotics are very effective in treating bacterial infections, they're absolutely useless when it comes to treating viruses. So this again goes back to if we have an outbreak and such as shingles, which is a form of a herpes virus, or we have genital outbreak, which is genital herpes in the outbreak, which is a part also of the virus mechanism, cold sores, mouth ulcers, and so forth, then what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to basically starve this virus in a way that it doesn't get what it needs. So in that starving it, then what we do is we change its ability to be able to replicate itself. Now, the interesting thing about their herpes